Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Hey, Tampa Bay. This is your host, Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to another episode of That Is Good to Know, where we're sharing great information, and our only goal at the end of the show is say, hey, wow, that was good to know. What do you think about that? You can check out all our episodes at thatisgoodtoknow.com, and we appreciate you guys tuning in. And if you want to be on the show, just let me know. You can fill out a form there and check it out. Today, we have a guest that is building an AI platform out. And we're going to kind of do something a little bit different instead of like just promoting it, what have you. We're going to kind of talk about what does it take to build something out using AI, the technology behind it. We're going to go underneath the hood, the challenges, the battles. You know, a lot of people just, use ChatGPT and, do prompts and write this for me, and that's their only experience. But what does it really take to build something with AI? And our special guest today joining us is Nuke Goldstein, the founder of Raver.ai. How are you doing today, Nuke?
I'm great. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you back. And I know you've been so kind to spend some time with us and talking about technology and things like that in the past. But, we're doing a little bit of pivot. You have a company called Raver.ai. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the product, but then we're going to kind of, dive into, the development of it, what it took. So the floor is yours.
Yeah, so Raver is basically a marketing AI. It is different than any other marketing tools out there in the sense that we're targeting small businesses directly. We're not targeting marketing professionals of any sort. So people who own a business or want to promote a service or message, just go to Raver, and it's very easy to use, very simple. And we want to make it, marketing a commodity, something that everyone can use, and they don't need a professional to guide them and take them by the hand and take their money, right? We want to do something that is affordable, accessible to anyone, eventually will become the best marketer out there.
Okay, so that's Raver.ai. And to be transparent, I use the application myself for marketing, and it works really well. It's simple to use. Basically from signing up to executing my first campaign, or at least creating my first content, it only took like 5 minutes. I was really, really impressed. And then, I ended up setting up my social accounts and, sent them out. So the whole thing, I used Raver.ai, and within 10, 15 minutes, I sent a campaign to my Instagram, my Facebook, and my Twitter account right from Raver. It was pretty cool. I just wanted to share that experience with you, Nuke.
Yeah. And we just released this this product on May 1st. Within a few weeks, we had hundreds of signups, hundreds of users, and you can start seeing people really taking advantage of this new product creating social media like they couldn't do before. Images, copy, text, all done very, very easily. We ourselves in Raver are using our own product to promote ourselves, and it's doing really great because we're getting hundreds of signups. Good sign that we're on the right track.
Yeah. And again, Nuke Goldstein, the founder of Raver.ai. And what we wanted to do now is kind of like pivot. Let's start from the very beginning, your ideation for Raver.ai. And, you mentioned the target audience, small businesses or business owners and what have you. But then I want to get a little bit more into the details about, how long did it take to build? You know, what were some of the challenges? You know, what's it like using or building an AI? So, you know, tell us a little bit about the idea and the concept, Nuke.
Yeah, so just a little bit of background and context. I'm a technologist. I was born and raised inside of technology. I'm a computer science major in the Technion in Israel. So my life has been around technology since I was a baby, basically. I'm very sensitive to disruptions, technology disruptions. You know, I've been there when the PC was born. I was there when the internet was born. I was there when the mobile was increased. Last year, when the ChatGPT started making kind of showing the industry and showing a new type of AI ability. That's something that a technologist or, you know, an entrepreneur could not ignore. And I immediately saw that something big is happening. The next thing I saw was that Google, the big, you know, company, they did something they call Code Red, which means that was the first time ever in Google's history that they became Code Red. The fundamental business was disrupted. They saw something. And to me, that was an interesting, why is Google?
Yeah, Nuke, Google made a big investment. It seems like the big three, Google, Apple, Microsoft, are all making big investments into this AI space.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody is seeing the same thing. They're seeing a disruption, kind of reminding us what the internet did, if you recall, in the early to late 90s. There was a push, and then into, you know, later on the cloud technologies. These are technologies that drive big companies. They drive revenue. They become the infrastructure of these technologies. Microsoft invests $100 billion in AI technologies. NVIDIA has become briefly, declined a little, but briefly the most valuable company in the world, number one, right? I think over $3 trillion valuation. That happened pretty fast for a company who used to be selling graphic cards for PCs. The reason is that NVIDIA is the best system right now to train artificial intelligence. And same, Microsoft is investing in OpenAI. Apple has now declared another aspect of AI in their next generation of devices and the current generation of devices. So you see it all around. And Google, of course, has always been in the artificial intelligence business. They had some some mishaps, but all in all, they own something called DeepMind, which is the leading force right now in AI research into biology and materials, and making amazing, unbelievable progress in that field. So we saw all this progress last year and this year. And me, as a technologist and entrepreneur, I had to jump in and try to do something in the field. And we recognize a problem, which is... people need marketing. So we decided, wait a minute, maybe there is a better way to provide people what they need, business owners, serving, you know, people who want to promote services, etc. Maybe there is a better way. Maybe there's an easier way. Now, what you need to understand is that if you own a small business and you want to promote yourself on the social networks, you have basically two ways to do it. One is do it yourself. And face it, these people are plenty busy. They don't have the skills. They don't have the resources to do it themselves. The second way is to hire somebody. And if you hire somebody, you know, if you spend less than, let's say, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, you're probably not getting good marketing. So it's mostly wasted funds that they cannot afford. So the end result we identified is that a lot of people are left without proper marketing. And they're not targeted by current technologies because, you know, the technology prefers to go after marketers and professionals. You can spend more money, you can use more features. They're the better customers for these old-fashioned software companies.
With AI... So let's talk about Raver. And what did you do that's different? I mean, I understand, as far as, you know, hiring a professional services or doing it yourself, there's two choices for, you know, a business owner or a small business. But you created Raver for targeting that market. And we're talking to Newt Goldstein, the founder of Raver.ai. And you found it trying to make a simpler solution for those types of people. So let's talk about Raver.ai and, you know, what it does and what's the premise and what you think it does best for those type of users.
Yeah. So first of all, we have to understand that simple is not equal to easy. Actually, building simple things is much harder than building them complicated. If you add more buttons and keys and text boxes, that's much easier to do than figure out how do I provide something to people that has less buttons but does more for them. And that's the premise of how we approach Raver. We want to get to a solution that is conversational. It's almost like hiring marketing professional or the CMO for your company. And how does it work with a human? You know, you present what the company does, that professional learns your company, learns what you want to do, learns about your taste, your needs, and then it provides a marketing strategy, and then later on content, and a strategy of deploying that content, etc. What we believe is that AI is getting so good, the artificial intelligence gets so good that it can do the same things for you, kind of replacing that very expensive human with a technology that will come up with a strategy, come up with content, come up with a copy, and do it very, very well. And we kind of ride the wave of AI on this, and we believe in the evolution of AI, and we believe we can get to a position where marketing is becomes a very cost-effective chore for these business owners.
I think
take it off their hands.
You know, just being a marketer myself and understanding and using these tools, I think it does seem like the learning curve for some of these applications like Canva or Photoshop or other ones, you got to spend a lot of time in there to learn how to do it. They're powerful. They can do a lot of cool things, but do you have, 10, 20 hours or more to even learn how to do something? A lot of people just sign up for them. They do a free trial, and they get in there, and it's just way overwhelming because it's trying to do so much. And you're telling me that Raver.ai is kind of, taking an opposite stance to that, and that's hard to do. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So if you look at everybody wants to use AI, right? And if you're an Adobe or Canva, when you look at this AI and you say, okay, what can I give? Additional features that can I give my users? So I got these users, they pay me monthly, they want more for their money. What kind of new features can I introduce? And then the end result is you get them another textbooks, another feature in the drop-down menu, etc. So the value of the software is measured by how many features they allow you to use. We look at AI in a different way. We say instead of AI becoming another element in a very complicated system that you, as you said, you need hours and hours just to learn and you need to have the skills to use it, etc. We want to do something that is kind of like a Google search. You know, when you type in your query, you expect to see a few things, very, very simple, very, very easy to understand, very few clicks and knowledge needs that the user needs to utilize. We believe that a lot of systems are going that way, but legacy systems will have a hard time adjusting to that because, you know, because their legacy software is their moneymaker. I strongly believe that startups will disrupt a lot of companies because we are not tied down to this legacy approach. We don't have a big, you know, software that has millions of customers and we invested millions in developing. We start from scratch. And when we should start with scratch, you can imagine the future better and build it, build your product toward it. So we see the technology becoming more and more in the back end. We also see it as something that works for you 24/7. When you open a Photoshop or a Canva, it's a tool. I usually refer to it like a screwdriver. If you hold the screwdriver, you put it on the screw and start turning, it does something. But the moment you take your hand off it, it just sits there in your toolbox. Same with Photoshop. Photoshop doesn't work for you when you don't turn on your computer, you don't turn on Photoshop, and you start working with it and doing what you need to do, which is fine. That's most software does that. What we want to build is an agent. It's something that works 24/7, always thinking about the task at hand. And in our case, the task at hand is giving you the best marketing that it can think of. So that's how I see future software.
Yeah. We're listening to Nuke Goldstein, the founder of Raver.ai. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know. Tampa, thanks for tuning in to another episode. You can hear us here AM 1040 at 8 a.m. on Saturdays and 10 a.m. on Sundays. Visit our website, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com, and you can see all of our episodes. And if you want to be on an episode, you can reach out there as well. So, Nuke, let's talk about, you know, building this, building Raver.ai. How long did it take? You know, how big's the team? You know, what were some of the tools, technology, challenges, and things that you kind of came into? I think a lot of times, you know, some people that say, oh, you know, AI is here and I want to start an AI business using AI, but, you know, I kind of want to inform or, you know, say, hey, that was good to know to really understand what does it take to build a business out in this space.
Yeah. That's a long and complicated process, obviously. And otherwise everybody would have started a startup. But you can track it down maybe a year back when I, you know, obviously I was following all the AI progress, what ChatGPT was doing, et cetera. I think around May or June of last year is that when the idea came. So, you know, what can I do? What is it you want to do? So the idea comes, but that's not enough. Everybody has ideas. You sit in the living room talking with people. Everyone has a startup, right? But most likely none of them will ever, take this idea into a product, a company, et cetera. So the second thing you need to do is validate. Is my idea that sits in my head right now, no one else even knows about it, is this idea valid? Will it help people? Will it provide people something that they can use and want to use? And you start talking to people, right? You start talking to business owners, understanding the problem. We didn't even know how big the problem was until we started talking to people. We talked to small businesses and say, yeah, I need marketing, but do you know it costs like $3,000 a month and more? So we started understanding the problem a little more and how big is the problem? Is it big enough to support a growth and maybe, you know, one day create a big company? The next thing to do is, you know, get the resources, get the team. That's probably one of the hardest things to do. It requires a lot of serendipity. It requires a lot of excitement by people, it requires good timing. Sometimes you have a great guy that is all, you know, he wants to do it, is excited, but then he gets an offer from a big company. They make him a big offer, a big salary, and that's very tempting, right? Because a startup, you don't get paid, at least for a while. So getting the team together, that's the next step, and then you build an MVP. The MVP is minimum viable product. For us, it was because I'm a technologist, that you know, and a software engineer, it was a little more advanced than some would suggest. In many cases, an MVP can be even on the PowerPoint, but in our case, it was a full product that could have, you know, could do image generation and copy generation text and create a post. We tested one post. We wanted to see if people react to that, if we can technically achieve that. And we put the two checkboxes on that. And once we did that, we started imagining our first iteration of the product. And this is a bit expensive. In our case, we bootstrapped. We decided to fund it on our own. But still, you know, this is done on a shoestring budget. And you build the first product and you launch it. We're very proud to have launched it in May 1st. And we had a big party here in Tampa. 100 business owners showed up, and we demoed it on our phones, and it was fantastic. The next step is scaling, right? You want to get as many signups as you can. This is hard to do. This is not that any other step was easy, but it's hard to do because it's very noisy environment. There's a lot of stuff going on. So you need to float about the noise and be creative about it. And obviously, you don't have millions of dollars to spend on marketing. You have to be smart. So,
right.
You know, when you're a startup, you're very agile and smart. And from there, you look for investors, you look for customers, you just grow and grow.
Now, Nuke, we only got a minute or two left here on this episode, but I'd love to bring you back for a second episode, talk a little bit further about Raver AI and building it out. And then maybe we can talk about just like where we think AI is going, some of the challenges. Love to, you know, hear your thoughts on, you know, things like robot AIs and serving, you know, and doing things like that, robots building robots and robots building equipment. This is Jeff Stanislow. You're listening to That Is Good to Know. Nuke, one thing before we take a break for our second session, tell the folks how they can sign up for Raver and, a little bit more about, what they can expect when they sign up quickly.
Yeah, so you go to our website, raver.ai. That's raver.ai. You sign up. You click on the button to get started. You can use a promo code, RAVER24. You'll get the extra credits when you sign up. Once you sign up, you do get these credits that you can basically use the software in full. These credits are used when you post or you download the content you created. You start a campaign. You start create these posts, and when I say create the posts, basically the AI does the work. You just let it write the text and then create the images. So
the we're gonna cut, and then we're gonna pick up right where we left off after the break. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host of That Is Good to Know.